In the focus, well, actually, a couple of different things that are part of our discussion of food. It is 7 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, who's interested in food. Jennifer Horn is interested in food. Rich McFadden interested in food.
Always.
You're interested.
Eat.
We're all interested.
You're going to make me hungry now, aren't you?
No, because I'm going to talk about salmonella.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you.
Not so good, yeah.
Now, this has been floating around this week. A lot of discussion about this turkey, the ground turkey recall. Salmonella attached to it, 36 million pounds of ground turkey. The Cargill folks are responsible for this problem. Meat samples that the CDC found, not the FDA, not the USDA. Now we got another government agency involved because the other two guys are not doing their job. Same strains of salmonella connected to one of the outbreaks in Europe. 76 people, I guess, ill around the country. Yeah, it's not really a big deal, but a big deal is being made out of it for a couple of reasons. One of the reasons is because these guys are all trying to cover their butts because none of them did their job. Once again, the same thread that I came up with last year regarding the food safety bill. All they want is more money so that these people can trip over themselves. You realize there are three different agencies involved in this, and none of them did their job. If one agency was responsible, don't you think they'd do their job? But they pass the buck. It's like a psychosis. You know, if you have somebody you can blame, okay, I didn't do my job because he's supposed to do it. And the other guy says, I didn't do it because he's supposed to do it. It's like the Three Stooges. Meanwhile,
yeah,
this thing has been going on for 5 months.
Ugh.
It has been banged around between Cargill, the Agriculture Department, the FDA, and finally the CDC did something about it when this person died this week. Ugh. Before that, these things have been tracked. This is, by the way, this is not one incident. There's, I say these things as I'm talking about all the different investigations that are going on. But to paint the picture of this requires that you look at these various agencies and realize how completely lost they are. The investigation started again in March. That was when the first sickness was reported from this meat. Then in May, somebody decided to look at it again. And then somebody in Connecticut got sick. So Rosa DeLauro, who was responsible in part for the Food Safety Act, she's been an advocate for stronger food safety laws for quite a long time. She went to the Secretary of Agriculture, who directed the CDC in a letter to find out why the Agriculture Department inspectors weren't doing their job. Can you imagine how maddening this is? It's madness. So the story is, 36 million pounds of turkey are recalled. That's not really the story. The story is that one government agency stumbled, fumbled, and blundered their way through this, and because Cargill, I'm sure you'd be shocked to hear, contributed over $1 million to the election of Barack Obama. I wonder why there isn't any investigation going on. And by the way, they've done the same with Republican candidates. It's not about just going to the current administration.
Oh, no, everybody's on the take. I think that's
right. Everybody gets this money. So now the USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service holds a briefing yesterday.
That's a funny name.
Isn't it, though, huh?
Yeah.
Food Safety and Inspection Service.
Whatever.
They said they aren't sure about the source, even though they've been investigating it since March. They aren't sure about the source. They think it's the Springdale, Arkansas Cargill plant. Samples of Cargill ground turkey purchased at 4 retail locations starting in March and going through June showed the same strain of salmonella, and they still didn't do anything about it. From March, April, May, June, they see the same thing, investigate it 4 times, they don't do anything. Not until somebody croaks do they do something. So is that, which is the story here? Is the story that the turkey recall took so long, or that the turkey had salmonella in it? What do you think the story is? Jennifer, what's
so
the story?
Long. It, that it took so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the story.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. And yet we are in almost bankruptcy in our country, paying for all these people who have jobs working for the government. There are now almost 24 million people who work for government in our country. Can you believe that? 24 million people.
It, man, let me tell you something. Washington, D.C. is on pins and needles, walking on eggshells right now, waiting to see who's going to get the hatchet.
Yeah.
I have friends who are, government town, contractors, and they're all waiting to see. Everything's up in the air. Nothing is moving right now here in Washington.
Nothing.
Because they're all waiting to see where the razor blade's going to fall, what it's going to cut.
And meanwhile, we're all talking about D.B. Cooper's niece. That's the big Marla Cooper. She's the one who stirred all this up this week. You realize that, where was that on the countdown? It was like number five or something, wasn't it? What is that? I'm looking at the countdown.
The talk radio countdown for this week?
The, yeah. Where was the, it was like, it was in the what's his face? The Stevie Cooper thing. Aye. All right, so anyway, from that, we go back. And these are sort of just, hello, do you believe this is going on stuff? This is not about depressing you. I mean, I was depressed earlier. I actually feel pretty good when I start banging around. And this, all of this stuff. Because there is one of our listeners, Albert Acosta, sent a story about the government and the attitude they have toward raw food. Did you see that? The Natural Food News.
No.
Published some of the first photos taken in the aftermath of a raid which involved three government agencies against a company that sold unpasteurized milk and cheese.
Hmm.
Now, this company has been in business for 14 years, Rossum Food. And now, all of a sudden, they're doing the same thing that they've been doing all along. As another story about this is very interesting, Jennifer. You've probably seen this in the L.A. Times, how the L.A. County prosecutor has arrested three people because they were selling raw milk that came from a dairy that hadn't been certified by the city of Venice.
Right.
That's the, I went through all of that when I got my license to sell raw milk on my farm. But the demand for raw food is growing so fast, there's so much interest in locally produced unprocessed foods, government regulators can't keep up. Well, they can't keep up because they're not doing anything.
Right.
But because the powerful, this is the story in the Los Angeles, now the Los Angeles Times gets this. How many times have you heard me say this? Listen to this quote from the LA Times. Listen to this. Raw milk in particular has drawn regulatory scrutiny largely because the politically powerful dairy industry has pressed the government to act. It's legal for licensed dairies to sell raw milk at retail, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures, but the number of outlets is dwindling because the government is finding any way it can, as with the story I just got to you, to close down the stores for other reasons other than selling raw, any kind of raw food. These people, the public is telling you it wants fresh, it wants raw, it wants local. That's what the public is telling you. And the government is pushing in every direction except that direction.
You know, what's interesting is I read an article yesterday. This is also happening with beer. You know, I'm a big microbrew fan.
Right.
Beers, these small microbreweries for years have been, trying to expand their distribution reach nationwide.
Yeah.
And they have finally decided why. We have great demand locally. It's easier for us to distribute locally. We're just going to stay local.
Yeah.
So they stay within three, four, five states. I mean, so it's getting to that where everybody is kind of getting regional. when it comes to food and everything. And,
except the big companies, Richie.
Except the big companies. And we were the talking about this with some friends.
They're dinosaurs.
And I was telling them our conversation that you and I always have about yeah. how on one side of the White House, Barack Obama and the Department of Agriculture is fighting small farms and gardens in your backyard. And then on the other side of the White House, Michelle Obama is trying to promote gardens right. and local food and everything, and how there's that conflict of statements there.
Yeah.
You know what my friend told me that they read?
Right.
That apparently any of the food grown in Michelle Obama's garden behind the White House is unedible.
Really?
Because of
really?
The amount of ammonia in the ground and the dirt there.
Probably the over-fertilization from the...
yeah,
from all of the stuff going out of there.
Yeah.
I can't eat any of that food.
Thank you to listener Albert Acosta for sending some of that material along. In a moment, bad news for Roberta. Or maybe
Uh-oh.
This would be good news.
Uh-oh.
This is Roberta and a particular kind of food that has been procured, shall we say. And we'll see if Roberta's interested in eating it. Hmm. It's 18 after on Good Day.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now at Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
It's the freshest, healthiest version of your skin. Come to Clinique at Macy's and see how 3 simple steps help your skin look and feel great. Cleanse to purify. Exfoliate so fresh skin surfaces. Moisturize to a healthy glow. It's Clinique's famous 3-step skincare system. Right now, buy any step and receive free 10-day supplies to complete your customized 3-step system. Say yes to great skin. Now at Clinique at Macy's. 1 set to a client, please, while supplies last.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Okay, so coming up, you'll be happy to know the feds are doing their job.
Ah.
They have seized...
good
news. They made an important arrest. And we'll talk about that in a moment. Plus, the origin of the term mind your P's and Q's will be the focus of the 2020 trivia quiz. 21 after the hour now on Good Day.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Let's go back to this day.
Woo!
1996 was the year.
Yeah.
Give your body happiness.
You remember how to Macarena?
Los Del Rios. Number one on the Billboard charts. 14 weeks.
Good news just won't quit.
Something's wrong! Something's wrong!
I knew you'd score it with Richie with all of that.
Can't help it.
Don't push the button. Is that what everybody remembers? Hey, Macarena! Hey, Macarena!
Here we go.
Hey, Macarena! All right, everybody, all together.
Woo!
I don't want him, couldn't stand him, he was no good, so I...
Y también en las comunidades.
Two friends were so fine.
Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosa buena.
Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. How's your Spanish? You doing all right in the translation?
Sure, no problem.
Hey! Macarena, number one, 14 weeks in a row. Wow. And yes, it was used in the Al Gore campaign.
Did he Macarena?
He did Macarena.
How do I not remember that?
No,
oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and me, the origin of Mind Your P's and Q's. I will give you this much of a hint. It started in England.
Mm.
So what does that mean? What does it mean to mind your P's and Q's?
I will give you another hint.
Yeah.
I mind mine very well.
Yes,
thank you.
I do, Rich. Yeah. He's very good at minding his P's and Q's.
Especially the P part.
All right. 800-510-8255. Trivia quiz question. What's the origin of the phrase, mind your P's and Q's? Many of you do it. You may not know that you do it. Richie does it. Lots of you have that in common with him.
I'm going to do it tonight, as a matter of fact. I'm going to mind my
P's
very well tonight.
And Q's. 800-510-8255. What's the origin of mind your P's and Q's for a swell prize? Some e-food, free food, will be yours if you would like to try to figure this out. Meanwhile, we were talking about the feds not doing their job, how they've messed up the salmonella outbreak,
right.
Cargill and their political influence, and the FDA chasing around the raw food producers, et cetera, et cetera. You'll be happy to know, Roberta.
Yes.
That customs agents have seized 159 pounds of iguana meat at the Mexican border.
Tastes just like chicken.
Hidden in coolers of fish.
Ew.
In coolers of iguana meat.
That looks like iguana meat.
Yeah, I want to know that as well. Right. Yeah. The origins of the iguana meat from South America. They are not supposed to bring anything into the country that's not inspected. It's not that iguana meat is illegal. It's that they were hiding it beneath some fish in this cooler. But I want to know what it is about the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Enforcement agents that were curious enough to look in this guy's cooler of fish to find the iguana meat when they can't find salmonella and there's 36 million tons.
Yeah, right?
Pounds of it.
Hey, but there was no iguana meat in that turkey.
No,
I mean, sure of that.
Yeah, right, exactly. 800-510-8255. Ernie is driving on the I-88 in central New York. Hi, Ernie. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you. What's the origin of the expression, mind your P's and Q's?
Well, it has to do with England and bars and drinking, and the waitresses would come up pints and quarts.
That is correct.
Ooh.
Yep. Customers got unruly. The bartender would yell at them, mind your pints and quarts and settle down. 28 past the hour.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Network, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like we'll never forget you. Like we're behind you 100%. Like we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's new slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I can make
woohoo!
All right, here we are.
An exclusive interview.
Watch out, ladies.
Whoa, brothers on the ground.
Oh, man.
All right, 33. That was the best. Thank you very much. That was great. That was the best. I almost got a tear in my eye from that one. Very good. Okay, Michael's here in a minute, right? Michael McMaster in a second.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right, first, though, we're following our friends on Facebook, and Jennifer, as usual, doing an extraordinarily good job coming up with a pithy, important issues of the day questions. Lucy, are you home this weekend?
She would have been a 100. It was her
100th birthday this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so everybody's celebrating. Hallmark Channel has a big marathon going, other stuff all over the place. You'll find it everywhere. Marcia, so we asked on Facebook, what was your favorite Lucy episode? Do you have one, Doug?
You know, I like the one where they're in the grape. I don't know what the name is.
Yes. Oh,
that's
grape.
Classic.
That's
yes,
classic.
That's the one
funny
I was going to say.
Yeah, very
that's
funny.
Your favorite?
Okay, Jennifer,
you
can I guess
favorite?
Yours? Can I guess yours? Vitamita Vetizamin.
No, you know what? I don't, I can't,
okay, meatballs.
A favorite,
meatballs.
Naming a favorite Lucy episode is like naming
chocolate.
A child for me. I love them all. I really do.
If I were going to say my favorite, I would say the one where she lights her nose on fire because they're at the Brown Derby restaurant.
That was a good one.
What's his name? William Holden. That's
William Holden. Yeah. Do you remember the one when they were in Florida and she and Ethel and Ricky and Fred were having a contest to see who could catch the biggest fish? And they both bought marlins, and they were switching them back and forth between bathtubs. Kind of like that one.
Sounds like an episode of Gilligan's Island.
It was great.
You
have
to go with the one where little Ricky was born. That's
yeah,
awesome.
And there's the candy shop. That was
the candy shop
too.
Yeah.
All right, so Marcia says Vitamita Vegemin.
Okay.
But she said there's a lot of good ones. Lori, anti-American Lori Douglas says she didn't like any of them.
Really?
Really?
Get her out of here.
Communist.
Come on, Lori.
Yeah.
Good Sherry says the candy shop is the one, and she put in quotes, speed it up, which is what they said in the episode. Yeah. Patricia agrees. She likes the candy one. Gina votes for Vitamita Vegemin. And then Eric was also kind of a Debbie Downer. He said anyone where she wasn't pregnant and smoking.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, she was a big smoker.
Was when smoking on TV was okay. Yeah.
Well, but behind
everybody
really,
smoked on TV.
It's really what did her in at the end. She died because she smoked.
Yeah. Yet they slept in separate beds.
Right. Yeah. And
she
Janet,
Ricky?
She had a Ricky and Lucy mostly.
Yeah, they had separate beds.
Twins.
You mean in real life, or are you
Dyke
talking about?
No, on the show they had twin beds.
I think in real life they.
Hey, how do you get pregnant when you have twin beds?
It's a miracle, Richie. It's
a
called
miracle.
A turkey baster.
Janet actually had one that was different because a lot of votes for Vitamina Vegemin and the candy shop. Janet liked the one where the loaf of bread never stopped coming out of the oven.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Or how about the one where she put too much detergent in the washing machine in the kitchen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are so classic.
The other night,
see them today.
I don't know what the heck I was watching. The other night I turned on the television and I had started in the 100s, and usually when I go to the 400s, that's where the Showtime and HBO and stuff is. but on my system, hundreds. And I got to one, it was, and I don't even, it wasn't RTV, but there was some classic, it's a classic television network, and they had an episode of The Life of Riley.
Really?
With William Bendix on, and I haven't seen one of those things. So I used to play those tapes from the radio for Brendan when he was a kid, but I haven't seen one of them on television. It just, the expressions, sort of reminds, the same era as Sergeant Bilko. Remember?
Don't really remember
Phil
that either,
Silvers. You
yeah,
remember
Phil
that?
Silvers. I know him. Right. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The guy behind NBC?
Yeah. No. That was...
Is that Phil? What's his name?
No,
Phil?
No, that wasn't Phil Silvers.
You know, yesterday in front of our 21-year-old interns, I made a reference to Gumby.
Didn't know Gumby. Who it was.
I was talking
Gumby
about how flexible I was.
Yeah.
No, I was amazed they did.
Really?
Know
they
who
really
he was.
Yes. Gumby.
Still
Gumby action figures. Are
yeah.
Right. It's very funny. Yeah.
Well,
I was
is.
In Forbidden Planet, and I saw Gumby action figures. I'm like, huh?
Really? All right, so all of these things, you can give us your thoughts. Facebook is a good way to follow what we're doing. We have some Twittering going on back and forth as well. I miss Maria doing that sort of thing. We have lots of ways of exchanging our fluids, if you know what I mean. It's
ew.
like what you would call
mind
before.
Fluids.
Ew.
Mind.
Oh,
fluids.
Oh,
ew. Oh, come on.
Save that for your hot weekend. Leave
yeah,
us out of this.
22 minutes before the hour, here's a gentleman that I have great faith in. He's here to help us get over our fears, and we have plenty of them today. Michael McMaster back on the program. He has created lots of help for people. There are challenges galore, Michael, around us. We have, if you look at the headlines, succumbed. Actually, somebody sent me, I forgot to mention this. My anti-government rhetoric isn't aimed at personnel. It's not even aimed at parties. It's just aimed at the system. And I'm pretty strident about it. Somebody sent me an email yesterday, I believe, that suggested if I didn't stop with my rhetoric, I would be considered an enemy of the state. This is a listener who thinks that I've gone too far
wow.
in antagonism toward the government and authority, and if I didn't stop, I was going to be taken off the air or put in my place or put in jail.
Hmm.
Because...
What country are you broadcasting from again?
I don't know, man. I want to tell you.
Chinese.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
I don't think Michael thinks I'm in danger. I'm not going down that road, am I, Michael?
No, you're fine. But, you know, the great thing about this country is ideas create change.
Yeah.
You know, everything's like a rubber band. You have to stretch everything to take something to a different level. So.
All right, so then let's figure this out for a second here. If I can take your expertise.
Sure.
It really is very important for people to sort of get to this. And by the way, we have a connection. If you go to DougStephan.com, you go to the page where we have our, it's on the homepage actually, where we have our contributors. Michael's picture comes up first. Click on that and go to his website because you'll find out a lot about yourself by being there, get a lot of help for you, beliefs, possibilities, that sort of thing. Anyway, so you understand the collective wisdom, sort of, that is, and I don't know if wisdom's the right word, but if you look at the headlines today, they've been awful all week, but they're worse today. And people are just, okay, get out the rubber hammer, and let's start hitting ourselves in the head with it. And it just seems like, instead of getting better, things are getting progressively worse. And I remember a friend of mine who was sensitive like you saying that, you know what, all of this adds up to what is necessary, and that is change, which, as you just said, we all don't like.
That's exactly right. It's the hardest thing for people to deal with is change, because it invokes fear. And so everybody wants to keep everything the same. So if you have somebody that comes along with new ideas like you, for anybody else, people are going to resist it basically out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how society progresses. It's the only way society can progress. That's what's happened in the past. So the people who, say, don't exactly agree with your ideas, you know, ideologically that might be right, but there's also fear involved as well. All great things have taken society forward, but the people don't like change.
Did you just call me a great thinker?
Yeah, I might have been stretching a little
bit. I thought he said stinker. Maybe I was wrong.
All right. So there are a number of ways for us to work through some of these things. And I wonder, you have CDs that are all aimed, well, they're aimed at different things, happiness and how do we get there. Is that what people are going to be more interested in, do you think, today? Money is a focus because the markets are horrible. How do we save what we have, yada, yada. So which is more prominent, which is more desirable, wealth or happiness?
Well, you sort of need both because some people can be wealthy and be unhappy and some people can be happy and not wealthy. So, like I said, I think the other day, if you have both, you know, you've really got it nailed in what you need in life. So if you can understand the aspects of how you can create that, which is very easy, it's very simple, then you're like, you're set for life. Becoming happy is just changing a simple thought. And when you understand how to do that, like I changed my thought from sadness to happiness or from fear to happiness, you own that information, you own that, and you can use that any time in your life.
All right, let's stop there. Let's try that for a second. In the 60 seconds or so that we have remaining, how do we get ourselves out of that thought? It's easy to say you got to change your way of thinking, but how do you do it? How do you get yourself out of that negative into the positive realm?
Any thought that you have, you create. Now, what's going on in the stock market today and probably Monday, people are going to react to it in different ways based upon their fear. So, and that fear comes from a thought that you have, what you think is going to happen to you. So you change the thought. You change the thought from fear to happiness, well, I can't say happiness, but feeling that you're in control. So if you have fear, change the thought or think of something that makes you happy, and it changes the emotion. But 90% of what people worry about doesn't happen to them. And what's going on in the stock market and everything else in the world, it'll correct itself as time goes on. So there's really no need to have all this fear. It just changes the thought from your fear to happiness. Very simple.
I think we all live in the here. The problem is we live in the here and the now somewhat.
Yep.
And, okay, today's lousy.
Yep.
We're not looking at tomorrow. It's going to be great.
Yep.
How many times have you said that to me, Michael? Look at ahead for you. The sky is blue and it's beautiful, but yet today it seems like the stuff that comes out of my couch.
You know, my wife made the comment yesterday, I hate to see what this is doing to my 401k.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it doesn't matter.
You don't need your 401k now.
You don't need your 401k for 20 years.
Who cares about your 401ks? Yeah. Right. Exactly. All right.
Yeah.
So there are CDs. If you go to, again, DougStephan.com, look for Michael's picture in the contributors box, click on that, and then go in and see what he has, the CDs on wealth and miracles and meditation and happiness. And then there's the $1 million challenge. How does that work?
Well, basically, you take 100 of my CDs. If you can sell 100 a day for $100 for 100 days, you make $1 million.
There you go, Roberta.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Take 100 of them.
And
100 a day for 100 days for $100, you make $1 million.
There you go. What's wrong with that?
So if you want to change your life and set it up for the rest of your life that you don't have to worry financially or your children's life in the future, it's right there. It's very simple. It just takes a little bit of effort, but you can do it. It's been done.
There it is, effort.
I like it.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so listen to these things. There are a lot of ways that you can find the info, tracks on helping you change your life. We sure need it. We need inspiration. We need guys like Michael McMaster, so we're happy to have you here. Michael, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
It's 15 before the hour. More inspiration coming up. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with the important medical news of the day in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Juniors, rock Macy's back-to-school event for your Levi's. We've got them, only $34.99. How do you top that? With hot tees at $19.50, awesome hoodies for $24.50, and the cutest fashion tops $24.50 to $29.50. Plus, get to the heart of the new series Wendy and enter to win a trip to New York City and a $1,000 Macy's shopping spree. Just hit up M Style Lab on Facebook for details. That's the magic of Macy's.
If you've ever been bitten by Roberta, Dr. Ken has the story of what the FDA has approved to take the sting out of Roberta's venom. That coming up in a moment. This segment of the program brought to you by AlloCure. Dr. Ken and others are very happy to tell you about how to get immediate digestive relief. You want to keep these numbers in mind. 855-TRY-ALLOCURE. That's 855-879-2873. Lots of good stuff when you call that number, Ken.
Absolutely, Doug. Acid reflux, it's so common, that burning sensation in the stomach. And all of you are going to the stores, buying those over-the-counter pills that are now available without prescription. Why not use a naturally proven, safe, and effective method before you try all those pills? AlloCure, it's an all-natural solution that calms stomach acid. It allows your body to heal itself. It's the number one aloe-based supplement for balancing stomach acid. It also has added benefit. It helps maintain a normal blood sugar level, and it naturally relieves heartburn and acid reflux.
Natural. That's the underscore there, right? Natural. Anybody suffering with digestive issues, aloe has been known for its healing properties for centuries. AlloCure balances your stomach acidity, and you can get it by dialing 855-TRY-ALLOCURE. If you've got an upset stomach looking at the headlines today, get on the phone right now and dial 855-879-2873. You will love Ken for suggesting this to you. 855-TRY-ALLOCURE. Everybody listening ought to be on this. It's just so positive. It's so good, so helpful. Speaking of that, how do we get rid of scorpion stings, Roberta?
Breaking news. The FDA says it has approved Anascorp, Doug. It's the first specific treatment to counteract the sometimes dangerous or even fatal effects of stings by venomous Centroides scorpions.
Yeah. And Roberta's not even a scorpion. I mean, that's not her sign. At any rate, okay. Here's something that Roberta does, and many of us are following this Mediterranean diet. It looks like some pretty good news. If you've been on it for a while, stay on it.
Eating a Mediterranean diet, Doug, along with regular exercise, not smoking, and maintaining a healthy weight could add 15 years to a woman's life and 8.5 years to a man's life. This is the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week.
You know, I see this story about teenagers less likely to become heavy smokers, and yet you look around at the people. Yesterday, excuse me, we had a big to-do about Miley Cyrus, pictures of her smoking. Your daughter is at the age, a critical age, when she's looking, Ken, to girls like Miley Cyrus and maybe the generation ahead, Britney Spears, whoever is around. So when you see or your wife sees some of these people that your daughter might be interested in smoking, what do you do? What do you say to your children? What do you do about it?
Well, we're blessed with a good, solid citizen. She wins the Citizen of the Year awards, and she, you know, she's better behaved than I am. But what this study showed, interestingly, in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, is that heavy smoking has declined in the past decade among teenagers, but occasional smoking has actually grown among teens.
Occasional smoking.
Exactly.
So does that mean it starts and is light? Is that, what does that mean?
What I think is the good news, you know, they want to be cool, so they show that they do it, but then when they're away from their friends, they're not doing it.
It is so awful. My God, what a horrible thing.
It's awful. Spend a day with me, you'll see how bad it is.
What it's done to your patients. Dr. Ken Kronaus, medical expert on Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Beverly Hills Cop?
One of them.
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Yeah. Yeah, Richie. Third one's the charm. Bob Seger from the movie Beverly Hills Cop 2. Song and movie number one during this week in 1987. Shakedown. Crank it up for a second, Richie. This is cool. No matter where you hide, I'm coming after you. Remember that, trucker. No hiding from the Dougster. 54 past the hour. Chuck is here to review the movies coming out this weekend. And we also have our Chucker contest. Let's see. Here.
Chucker, will Eddie Murphy ever be in a good movie again, or is he destined to be in these?
Kind of a silly question is that.
Well, actually, he has a movie coming out before the year's over with Ben Stiller. I'm trying to think of the title. It's a heist film with a really good cast, and it, the trailer looks excellent. It's sort of like Eddie Murphy in the Trading Places.
You haven't seen Eddie Murphy in a Trading Places, Beverly Hills Cop, 48 Hours type movie. It's all been some kid flick where he plays some silly either animal voice or a cartoon thing.
Checks.
He hasn't been
He's
in a real
checks.
Character
checks.
Movie. Right, checks.
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 He hasn't been in a real movie in 20 years.
It's been a really interesting career. I mean, the guy broke out in the 80s with the Beverly Hills Cop, which is, you know, a fantastic film, and Trading Places, 48 Hours. And then you're right, he started doing movies for, you know, the paycheck and didn't really care about the scripts.
Hmm. You know, I'm looking at something here. Help me. Am I right? Dennis Leary is supposed to be in Spider-Man? Is he,
yeah, he
they're filming
he,
it now. Is he in it?
Yeah, he's a supporting part in Spider-Man.
Really?
He'd be good in that.
I think he plays... Spider-Man's girlfriend's father.
Really?
Yeah, it's not a major role. It's a small supporting role.
He'd be a good bad guy, though.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if you play against type, for example, the good actors. Can you imagine George Clooney being a bad guy?
Mm. Yes, I can.
bad guy.
Checker.
You know, by the way, do you watch Dennis Leary's show Rescue Me on FS?
I haven't watched it the last season, but yeah, it's a great show.
Yeah, this season's really good, but I got to say, he plays the most downbeat, depressing character probably in TV history.
Yeah,
and who needs depression looking at the headlines today? Good God. So what do you know about Clooney and Sandra Bullock being in a movie called Gravity?
Yeah, he's a supporting character in that film. She's the star. I believe she plays an astronaut who goes in outer space, and they have a problem getting the spaceship back to Earth.
The spaceship is hit by debris. If what I've read, that's the story. That's the guidance. If you
sounds like a it sounds like Apollo 13, really.
Well, yeah, except it's more like the space station. You heard the story this week. The Russians want to sink the space station. They want to blow up pieces of it and then have it sink into the sea. That would be an interesting movie, wouldn't it, huh?
That probably would be.
Yeah. The most overpaid actor in the country. Do you know who it is?
Leonardo DiCaprio, right?
No.
Based on what? Based on ticket sales.
Listen to this.
Oh, overpaid. Well, I heard Leonardo DiCaprio, his total salary for this year will be $77 million.
No, I think this is based on how much the actor is paid with regard to returns for the
tickets. How many seats are filled.
Right.
Forbes magazine says that Will Ferrell is the most overpaid actor in the world. Earns $3.35 for every... his movies earn $3.35 for every dollar he's paid.
Oh, that's great.
Shia LaBeouf.
I would have picked Nicolas Cage because he makes a lot of movies and not many make money. Not many make very much money.
Oh, Shia LaBeouf gives studios the most for their buck. He earns $81 for every dollar he's paid, the movies that he is in.
Well, besides Transformers.
Well, yeah, that's what happens.
Indiana Jones.
Eddie Murphy earns $4.45 for every dollar he's paid.
By the way, Transformers 3 crossed the $1 billion mark in ticket sales worldwide. Two films have done that this year. Transformers 3 and the fourth Pirates of the Caribbean movie. That's why studios make sequels.
Is Samuel L. Jackson on that list, Doug?
Samuel Jackson is not.
That guy comes out with a movie every couple of weeks.
Actually, Seth Rogen is on the list. Denzel Washington, Tom Cruise brings in $7.20 for every dollar he's paid. Seth Rogen brings in $6.75 every dollar he's paid. Denzel Washington, $5.10 for every dollar he's paid.
And believe me, the studios take that list very seriously.
Yeah.
Hey, we're coming out with that same list for this radio show next week, so some of us might not be around.
All right, Chucker, so you believe the Planet of the Apes is going to be the big movie of the weekend?
Rise of the Planet of the Apes opens today. Reviews are excellent, and I think the reviews are so good, it'll probably add $20 million to the box office this weekend. Wow. Yeah. And the Change Up starring Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds.
They're plugging that. They're plugging that a lot. 59 after on Good Day.